Welcome to the Body Scan, the first meditation of this mindfulness course. By playing this regularly and doing what it says to do, you are taking an active and powerful role in improving your health and well-being. While working with this meditation, do your best to stay awake throughout. This guided body scan meditation is designed to help you enter and dwell in a state of very deep physical and mental relaxation and awareness. It is best to do it in a warm and protected place in which you feel comfortable and secure, and at a time when you will not be interrupted by your friends or family or by phone calls. Allow your clothing to be loose and comfortable, and especially make sure that you have room at the waist to breathe fully and easily. It is helpful to see this time as a time that is totally set aside for you, as an opportunity to be by yourself and to be with yourself completely. See if you can allow it to be a nourishing time for you, a time you deserve to give yourself some positive energy and attention, a time in which to open to the sources of strength and healing within yourself. In doing work of this kind, it's important to remember not to try too hard to relax, as this may just create tension. What we will be doing is becoming aware in each passing moment and simply accepting what is happening in your body and your mind, looking at it clearly and seeing it as it is because it's already here and is part of your experience in this moment, whether or not you feel good about it. As best you can, let go of the tendency which we all have to want things to be different from how they are right now, and allow things to be exactly as you find them. Allow yourself to be exactly as you are. Use the instructions for guidance as best you can, watching your body and the activity of your mind as we go along. Letting go of judgmental and critical thoughts in particular, and just doing what it says to do as best you can, and being aware of how you feel and of what is happening. Remember that there is no right way to feel while you are doing this. The way you are feeling is just the way you're feeling right now. Accepting it and giving yourself permission to feel whatever you're feeling allows it to be okay. Do this body scan in whatever posture or position is comfortable for you, if lying on your back is not comfortable. It's your sensitivity and level of attention, and not the way you are lying, which is important. So now, let's lie down on our backs if possible, on a thick mat or rug, or on your bed if it's fairly firm, and allowing your eyes to close if you feel comfortable with that. Letting the arms lie alongside the body, palms open towards the ceiling, if that feels okay, and allowing the ankles to be uncrossed, with the feet falling away from each other. And now, bringing your attention to your breathing. Noticing how your tummy rises gently with each in-breath and how it falls with each out-breath. If it's helpful to you, putting your hand on your tummy for a while to experience this. Feeling the breath in the body. A bit as if you were lying on a raft, feeling the swell of the sea beneath you. No need to control your breathing in any way, simply allowing the breath to breathe itself. You may also notice that every time you breathe in, Each in-breath is very naturally followed by an out-breath, and every out-breath is very naturally followed by an in-breath. Just letting the breath breathe itself. No need to do anything. Just experiencing the breath moving in and moving out of the body. The chest and tummy gently rising and falling with the breath. This can be a place to return to, a place where you can trust that each in-breath is followed by an out-breath, and every out-breath is followed by an in-breath. Now allowing your attention to move from the breathing down the left leg, all the way down to the toes on your left foot. And without moving the toes, experiencing whatever sensations there are in these toes at this moment. You might notice tingling, or the touch of clothing, or the air. You might notice warmth or coolness. Or maybe there are no sensations in your toes at the moment. If that's the case, accepting it and staying with that experience of this part of your body right now. Feeling whatever sensations or lack of sensations there are in your left toes at the moment. Perhaps noticing the different toes, the big toe, and the little toe. And the toes in between. And now, if this feels right for you, on an in-breath, imagining the breath going all the way down through the trunk, through the left leg, right down to the toes. And the out-breath coming up from these toes, through the leg, up through the chest, and out of your nose or mouth. Breathing in down to the toes, and up from the toes. And letting go of the toes on an out-breath. And now moving your attention to the bottom of the left foot. Putting your mind into the bottom of your left foot. Experiencing any sensations on the skin. And deeper inside the foot. The ball of the foot, the instep, the heel, perhaps noticing the contact of the heel with the mat or mattress, and now moving your attention deep into the foot, sensing the bones inside the foot. And expanding your awareness to include the top of the foot. Noticing any sensations on the skin there. And widening your attention further to explore the ankle. Being aware of the skin on the left ankle, and the bones inside. Perhaps feeling the blood flow through the ankle and the large tendon coming up from the heel. And now, if you wish to, breathing all the way down into the whole of the left foot and up from the left foot a few times. And releasing this part of the body on an out breath and moving your awareness into the left lower leg. Feeling the muscles in the calf. The bones of the shin. The skin on the left lower leg. Any pressure as the weight of the leg is supported by what you're lying on. Noticing if there is any tension in the muscles. Allowing your leg to be however it is. Being interested in what you find there without judging it or yourself. And breathing into the left lower leg. Perhaps giving it permission to release and soften. And letting go of this part of your body on an out breath. And moving your attention up to the left knee. Experiencing fully this joint, whatever sensations there are in your left knee at this moment. The kneecap, the sides of the knee, the back of the knee, and deep inside the knee joint. Noticing whatever messages you're getting from your left knee at the moment. Breathing down into the left knee and letting go of it on an out breath. Moving up to place your attention in the left thigh. Experiencing all the sensations in this part of the body. The long muscles in the thigh. The long bone, all the way from the knee up to the hip joint. Noticing how this area of your body feels right now. The weight of it, the temperature, and breathing down into your left thigh and breathing out back from it, letting go however much is possible right now, so the body sinks a little more deeply into the mat or the mattress. And letting go of the left thigh on an out breath. Now moving your attention across the body and down the right leg, all the way down to the toes on the right foot. noticing just how your toes feel. Or if there's no sensation, staying with that experience. Allowing your toes to be just as they are at the moment. Perhaps feeling the big toe. And the little toe. And the toes in between. Breathing down into the toes and back up from the toes. And letting go of awareness of your toes on an out-breath, shifting attention to the bottom of your right foot. Observing how this feels. Allowing any sensations there to be just as they are. Perhaps noticing the weight of the foot through the contact of the heel with the mat or the mattress. Feeling into the bones inside the foot as well as sensations on the skin. And now expanding your attention to include the top of the foot as well. And the ankle. Putting your mind right into your right foot. And now breathing down into your right foot. Breathing out up from your right foot. Letting go of this part of the body on an out-breath. And guiding your awareness up into the right lower leg. Feeling how this part of the body is at the moment. Listening to any sensations in the muscles, in the skin, any touch on the skin, the weight of the leg being supported by what you're lying on. And breathing down into the right lower leg, perhaps giving it permission to soften and loosen on the out-breath as much as it will. And letting go of this part of the body from your mind's eye, and moving your awareness up into the right knee. Experiencing the knee. Being curious about this important part of the body, which we may have noticed only when it's hurting. Noticing any comfort or discomfort in this joint. Seeing how it feels right now. Breathing down into your right knee and out from it. letting go of this part of the body and moving up into your right thigh. Experiencing all sensations in your right thigh. Breathing with your right thigh. Sensing whatever is going on in this part of your body at the moment. And breathing down into the thigh, allowing it to loosen and soften, and letting go of it on an out-breath. And now moving the attention up into the pelvis. This is an area of the body that can hold strong emotions. So noticing if this is so for you at the moment. And knowing that you always have a choice, if you wish, to move your attention into the breathing, the rise of the tummy on the in-breath and the fall of the tummy on the out-breath. And if your attention is with your experience of the pelvis right now, noticing the sensations in this large bony cradle, which supports the organs in the lower abdomen. Experiencing any sensations in the hip on one side. Moving across to notice any sensations in the genitals or any lack of sensation. And moving across to feel into the hip on the other side. Noticing how this big joint feels. And breathing down into the pelvic area and out up from the pelvis. Allowing your experience of this part of the body to be however it is right now. And now letting go of the pelvis and moving your awareness up into your lower back. This is a part of the body where we can sometimes experience intense physical sensations of discomfort or pain. So noticing how your lower back is right now. Perhaps breathing into any intense sensations and softening and opening around the intensity. Bringing acceptance to whatever you're experiencing in this area, the way it is. experiencing the bones of the lower part of the spine and the buttocks. The weight of your body being supported by whatever you're lying on. And breathing down into the lower back, giving any tension there permission to dissolve away on the out-breath as much as it will. And now moving up to the middle of the back, the large muscles, the bones of the spine, moving up the vertebrae into the upper back, perhaps noticing the expansion of your ribs at the back as you breathe, and the shoulder blades. Any and all sensations in this part of the back. And now, shifting your awareness down into your belly, into the lower part of the front of the body. Noticing any sensations here, in the organs inside the belly. Perhaps sounds or movements of the digestive processes. The abdominal muscles. The skin. Noticing the movements as the belly rises slightly with each in-breath and falls with each out-breath. And now, guiding your awareness up to your chest. Observing the rising and falling of the chest with the breathing, as the lungs and the rib cage expand and relax together. Perhaps sensing the large muscle of the diaphragm across the bottom of the ribs, contracting down towards the belly to bring air into the lungs, and relaxing upwards to empty the lungs. Maybe noticing the beating of your heart inside your chest. Feeling or hearing that beat. Your heart, which pumps blood all round your body. The blood carrying life-giving oxygen from the lungs to every cell in your body and taking away toxins to be breathed out with each breath. Your heart pumping steadily as the breath comes in and goes out, refreshing every part of your body. And now, if you like to, breathing throughout the whole of your torso, feeling the in-breath penetrating every area of this part of the body. And on an out-breath, letting go, perhaps sinking more deeply into the mat or the mattress that's supporting your body. And now letting go of the trunk from your awareness, moving your attention down into the fingers of both hands. Noticing any sensations in the fingers and thumbs, the fingertips, the nails, the front of the fingers, the back, in between the fingers, and now expanding your awareness to include the palms of your hands. Perhaps noticing temperature, any tingling or itching or throbbing in the palms. The touch of the air. Any richness of sensation in this part of the body. Again, expanding your attention to include the back of the hands and the wrists. Maybe noticing pulsations of the blood as it flows through the wrists into the hands. And breathing down through your arms into your hands, all the way down to the fingertips. And out up from the hands. Letting go of the hands on the out-breath. And now shifting your attention into the lower arms. How do these feel right now? Experiencing the muscles in the arms with any tension there. The bones, the weight of the arms, any sensations on the skin, expanding your attention up into the elbows and into the upper arms as well. Having your mind now in the whole length of your arms, so you experience whatever sensations are there. And if you like to, breathing down through the arms and letting go of the arms, seeing if they soften with the out-breath and accepting them as they are. And now moving your awareness into your shoulders, experiencing both shoulders. This is an area too where we can hold tension. Noticing how the muscles in the shoulders feel right now. Are they tight or loose? At ease or painful? Or numb? Breathing with the shoulders and noticing if any loosening occurs and allowing the shoulders to be however they are. letting go of your shoulders on an out-breath. And moving your attention into the neck. Being interested in any sensations in this part of the body. Perhaps feeling the spine up the back of the neck. The muscles at the sides. And the throat. Perhaps sensing the breath going through the throat on its way into and out of the chest. And breathing into the neck and letting go of this part of the body. And moving awareness up into the face, starting with the jaw. Feeling the muscles in the jaw. These muscles too can carry tension sometimes. Feeling up into the hinges of the jaw on either side of the face. And down into the chin. And now feeling sensations in the mouth. Experiencing the tongue and the gums and the teeth, the palate at the top of the mouth and the back of the mouth by the throat. Noticing sensations of dryness or moisture. Any sensations in the mouth. Now letting go of this and moving your attention to the lips and the cheeks and the nose. Perhaps noticing the breath in the nostrils, the touch of air as it enters and leaves the nostrils. And moving your awareness up to the eyes. Noticing the eyelids resting on the eyes. And the eyes themselves resting in their sockets. The eyebrows. The space between the eyebrows and the temples and the forehead. The forehead is a part of the body where we sometimes carry emotions. So noticing any emotions associated with your forehead right now. If there's any tiredness, frustration, anger, fear or peacefulness there at the moment, or any other feeling. Allowing your forehead to be just the way it is. And now breathing into the entire face, as if you were coming up from underneath the face on the in-breath, breathing up into the face. And seeing if the face relaxes and softens on the out-breath. Letting go of its work of presenting you to the world. Experiencing your face as neutral. Allowing it to be calm and peaceful. Your own face. And letting go of the face on an out-breath, moving your attention to the top and back of your head. Feeling the heaviness of the skull as it rests on whatever is supporting your head. Any sensations in the scalp? Any tingling? The feeling of the hair? Breathing up into the head and back out to the nose. And now coming to breathe through the whole length of the body, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, and from the bottom of your feet to the top of your head. And if you like, you can imagine yourself breathing in from above the top of your head, perhaps imagining you have a blowhole like a whale. So breathing into your head, down to your belly, and breathing out down through the legs, out of the soles of the feet. Then breathing in through the bottoms of the feet, up to the belly, and out, up to and through the top of the head. And continuing to breathe in this way. So you're breathing from the top of the head right through the body and out of the bottoms of the feet. Breathing in through the bottoms of the feet and right out the top of your head. Just watching, allowing the breath to move in this way, the entire length of your body. All of your body letting go into a deeper state of relaxation. And your mind simply aware of this flow of energy, this flow of breath. Experiencing your entire body breathing. Feeling your body as a whole, from the top of your head to the bottom of your feet, lying here in a state of stillness and deeply relaxed awareness, sinking deeper and deeper into a state of well-being, coming in touch with feeling complete, feeling whole as we are, in touch with our essential completeness. A realm in which our limitations are not confining. A realm of oneness, of silence, of stillness, of peace. Open to things just as they are in each moment, and feeling that this attitude, this stillness itself is healing. And allowing the world to be as it is, beyond our personal fears and concerns, and beyond the tendencies of the mind to want everything to be a certain way. Just feeling ourselves to be complete right now, as we are. Looking and experiencing deeply the fullness of our life and the limitless qualities of life. Experiencing the fullness of our ability to love and to care, and experiencing being totally awake right now. And as this meditation ends, bringing your awareness back to your body and feeling it as a whole. And now you might want to move your toes and fingers and your hands and feet, allowing your body to enjoy stretching and moving in whatever way it wants to right now. And allowing this calmness and centeredness to remain with you as you move and as you take up the activities of your life again. And you may wish to congratulate yourself on having taken the time and the energy to nourish yourself in this way. Remembering that this state of relaxation and clarity is accessible to you by simply attending to the in-breath and the out-breath in any moment, no matter what's happening at any time of the day, and letting it be a source of constant strength and energy for you and for others with whom you share your world. Letting it provide a deep personal reservoir of balance and well-being from which you can make conscious decisions and choices about how to live a more integrated and healthy and satisfying life.